This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Cloudy skies and 25 now at O'Hare, and we're tracking a new round of snow heading our way tonight. Let's get an update from AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz.
Here comes the snow expected to arrive after sunset here for today, and then snow at times through tonight, tomorrow, and again for tomorrow night and into Sunday as we see a kind of prolonged light snow event. Total accumulations for this weekend on the order of 3 to 6 inches. That's not all coming at once. We're looking at 1 to 3 inches of snow here tonight into tomorrow, then additional 1 to 3 inches as we head into tomorrow night and into Sunday. That could also include some mixed precipitation with regards to freezing drizzle and sleet as well, especially south of the city. Back to you.
Track the snow as it comes in with live interactive radar under the weather tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com. An early morning water main break is forcing more than 65,000 people in Skokie to boil the water coming out of their faucets before they use it. And authorities say they won't be able to lift that order until well into the weekend. It's the latest on a messy situation we first reported as breaking news this morning. WBBM's Brandon Eisen has been speaking with authorities, and he's live in Skokie with the update.
There have been no injuries reported, but there has been significant flooding of vehicles and homes today. Village officials are urging residents to contact their insurance providers immediately. The flow of water from a supply in Evanston has been shut off, says Skokie Public Works Director Max Slankard, adding that his crews could have the broken water main fixed by this evening.
Our crews are dealing with very difficult conditions, including frozen ground and very cold water, and lots of it.
Even when crews do get the main fixed, it'll take time to rebuild pressure, so a boil water order will remain in effect for all of Skokie's nearly 68,000 residents until at least two tests 24 hours apart come back clean as required by state law. Some residential taps have no water coming out to boil, and there has been a run on local stores for bottled water. Bottled water is being brought into the city with a priority for hospitals and assisted living facilities. Live in Skokie, Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And as people in Skokie assess damage to their homes, we're getting advice from an independent insurance agent. Nina Bekovic with Highland Highland Skokie tells me it's important to take photos and videos of as much property damage as possible. And as soon as the leak is fixed, she says dry up as much water as you can.
Remove any excess water. Use a wet dry vac. Use towels, buckets, anything needed to remove any standing water and also prevent future mold growth. Dry out the affected areas to the best of your ability. Use a dehumidifier to reduce moisture and then again prevent further damage.
And of course, call your insurance agent and beware of people who might come to your door offering to help fix damage, because repair scams are common after catastrophes. WBBM's Nancy Hardy has been talking to people in the neighborhood, and we'll hear from them at 3:33. One child died and a woman and two firefighters were injured this morning in a fire in an abandoned building in the Westridge neighborhood on the north side.
A source says firefighters rescued two people from the burning apartment building in the 2700 block of West Granville, a young boy who was said to have been badly burned and who died, and a woman who was seriously injured. Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford says 911 received so many calls about the fire that several pieces of fire equipment were originally sent to the scene. Even more fire equipment and manpower was called for soon after.
The stairwells collapsed. We had two firefighters that were transported with injuries after they fell through the staircases, but they will be okay. They went to two different hospitals. They should be fine.
Langford says the fire went through the roof of the building and took about an hour to put out. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
West Suburban Hospital in Oak Park is losing its credentials to operate residency programs. CBS News Chicago reports the closure of the program will leave doctors in training at the hospital scrambling. Crane Chicago cites a letter sent to the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education in April of 2024 by resident program directors and faculty reporting that a multitude of egregious actions taken by the hospital management made the program untenable. A dentist on Chicago's Northwest Side is giving people something to smile about this Valentine's Day. Free dental treatments.
It's a Logan Square landmark. The outdoor display of giant teeth and a tooth fairy greet patients at Big Smile Dental on Milwaukee Avenue.
I drew it up on a napkin with a friend of mine years ago.
Dr. Siegel and a team of volunteers continuing a nearly two-decade commitment to providing free dental services on Valentine's Day, treating more than 5,500 patients.
No, it's my way of getting a little closer to heaven. Like, yeah, I know I did that, but I did this too, so.
This patient saying she's been coming every year for about a decade.
It's worth it when you got a big problem, because you don't want anybody just in there pulling the anchor up.
Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The city of Aurora is celebrating what leaders call a steady reduction in violent crime over the past 8 years.
Aurora, Illinois' second largest city, had only one homicide last year. Mayor Richard Irvin says it was a domestic incident solved almost immediately. And shootings in 2024 were 40% lower than the previous year.
Aurora is truly a city on the rise, and that is no accident. It is the result of smart policing, strategic leadership, and a community that works together to make our city stronger.
Irvin is running for re-election, but Aurora Police Chief Keith Cross suggests the numbers back up the rhetoric.
One of the biggest factors in our success is community cooperation. While technology is important, no system or software can replace the impact of a community that works alongside its police department.
He says winning the trust of the community was a long-term effort that is paying off. In the western suburbs, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's also time for sports, and from 670 The Score, here's Chris Emma.
Jim, good afternoon. In their latest rebuilding effort, the Bulls hope to construct an all-star core. For now, they have at least one player who's inspiring such hopes. That would be rookie Matas Bezelis, the Hinsdale product, and 11th pick in last year's NBA draft. Here's Rick Gregg with more.
For tomorrow night's slam dunk contest, and Bouzelis told 670 The Score how that came together.
The NBA reached out and they wanted me to do it, and you know, I can't really not take that opportunity. It's just, you know, if they're there, the NBA wants you, you have to do it, you know. So I feel like I got the skills to win the whole thing and bring back the trophy.
Bouzelis says he has a few dunks up his sleeve that nobody's seen before, and he hinted he might have a costume change coming for one of them, but otherwise the 20-year-old is not giving away any Saturday night secrets. Covering the Bulls, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Bouzelis was also a late addition for the Rising Stars game, which will be played tonight in San Francisco. Down at Cubs camp, rookie Matt Shaw is considered day-to-day as he deals with an oblique issue. Manager Craig Counsell said there's no concern of it being a long-term matter. Bears assistant GM Ian Cunningham interviewed earlier today for the Jaguars GM job. And with sports at 16:46, I'm Chris Emma of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Advocates for the homeless say the city can do better providing warmth, especially overnight when it gets this cold.
They're members of the Extreme Weather Planning Coalition, elected officials, advocates for the homeless, medical care providers, and they don't feel the city does enough, especially with overnight warming shelters. Loyola University medical student Owen Luer says a study 2 years ago, recently published, found that leads to a lot more frostbite and amputation.
And it was pretty startling, the numbers we got back. People experiencing unsheltered homelessness got frostbite at 1,300 times the rate of the general population here. And we found, too, that people were getting amputations 48 times the rate.
He says why that is complicated, not entirely clear. We do have extreme cold and a large homeless population, and many don't want to be in shelters. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
You could soon rent Michael Jordan's former Highland Park mansion just in time for March Madness.
The 7-acre estate features a 32,000 square foot mansion, indoor basketball court, gym, and outdoor swimming pool. It was sold to a real estate investment executive for $9.5 million in December. Crane Chicago is now reporting the property is going up for rent for the month of March. Those interested will be required to pay the full $230,000 rent in advance, as well as a $50,000 refundable deposit. And good news, the property comes fully furnished. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Investigators looking into last month's fatal collision of a U.S. Army helicopter and an American Eagle jet near Washington's Reagan National Airport say the crew of the Black Hawk chopper may not have heard a critical command from air traffic control. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy says the controller told the chopper crew to go behind the passenger jet, but there's no indication that the crew heard that message.
We hear the word circling in ATC communications, but we do not hear the word circling on the CVR of the Black Hawk.
The crash January 29th killed all 67 people on board both aircraft. If you think Valentine's Day stinks, an Indiana-based popcorn company is there for you.
Patricia Beats, co-founder of Del Cove Spices in New Haven, Indiana, says the Better Off Single popcorn kernels were inspired by a friend's bad breakup.
So we sent a care package, and I made up some just kind of homemade packaging that said, you know, Better Off Single, and, you know, wrote a note along with the popcorn and sent some of her, you know, favorite seasonings and just said, listen, sometimes really, truly, it is better off to be single.
The popcorn pops white with a black center. She says the Better Off Single popcorn is more than just snarky anti-Valentine's Day marketing. Beats says it's an example of building a relationship with longtime customers through the ups and downs of life.
People's lives go through different seasons, right? Good times, bad times, all of that.
Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.